The decision to bomb targets in Syria means the campaign against Islamic State has just got significantly more complicated. Until now, the US has bombed IS targets in Iraq with the permission of the Iraqi government. By contrast, the US and its allies have not got the approval of Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, who's also a target of Islamic State, but whose regime is opposed by the US. Our correspondent Matt Brown is in Dubai and he joins me now. Matt, is the US now a player in Syria's civil war?
Well, yes, it certainly is, to be bombing at least one of the major players involved in that war raises very serious questions about US strategy for Syria going forward, and the much broader question of the future of Bashar al-Assad. Remember, the Islamic State organization effectively began in Iraq after the beginning of the American invasion in 2003, and it's grown and changed, metastasized over time, and moved into Syria. And in the vacuum that's been created by the civil war, the forcing out of Syrian government forces from large tracts of land in Syria, the Islamic State has grown and gathered strength and used the resources that it can muster in Syria, including oil revenues, to bolster its operations.
So what will Syria do now? Surely this can only help Bashar al-Assad's regime.
Yeah, that's a big question. The Syrian state television this morning has been saying that the United States told its ambassador, the Syrian government ambassador to the UN, that these strikes were going to go ahead. I haven't seen that confirmed by the US, and it is interesting if it is true, because the US has called for Bashar al-Assad to go and has said that it would not coordinate these strikes with the Syrian government. So it's possible that the Syrian government could now claim that it's been legitimated, that its fight and its depiction of the civil war as a war against terrorism has been validated by these American strikes.
What do we know about what damage was caused by these strikes?
I think, as Nick reported, the targets that we're hearing about were bases used by Islamic State militants and supply lines. Raqqa is important because it's essentially the capital of their self-proclaimed caliphate. They have taken over an important Syrian government military base there, and it's on the Euphrates River. It gives them important supply lines down into Iraq, but also up further into the northwest of Syria and up towards the Turkish border.
And the significance, Matt, of the participation of Jordan, the UAE, Bahrain and Saudi Arabia, as Nick said, we don't know exactly what they contributed, but the fact that they were involved.
It is significant on one front, and that is obviously, Arab nations, Sunni-ruled Arab nations taking part in this campaign against this extremist Sunni Arab organisation. Of course, they are US allies, so that might be expected. But we are hearing from Jordan this morning, for example, some detail. They've released a statement saying that their planes actually took part in the bombing. That was one of the questions, these five Arab allies supporting the operation, but exactly what did they do? Well, Jordan now pinning its colours to the US mast with actual airstrikes inside Syria. It says it attacked Islamic State positions and that it was citing attempts by Islamic State fighters to infiltrate Jordan as, I guess, the cause for war. It's not clear whether the strikes were near the Jordan-Syria border or whether they were deeper into Syria, but Jordan already now this morning actually acknowledging it played a role, an active role in the airstrikes itself.
A significant move. Matt Brown, thanks very much for your time.